Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishneh Torah, one perek each day. Today we'll be learning Hilchot Talmud Torah, Perek Gimel. In this perek, the Rambam elaborates at length on the greatness of learning Torah and on the extreme level of devotion to Torah a person must have if he aspires to be a true Talmud Chacham. The bulk of the perek is a collection of statements made by Chazal about Talmud Torah, and we won't quote the source of every one, but we will point out the ones that come from Pirkei Avot. There is one position taken by the Rambam in this perek, which is his own, and does not come directly from Chazal, though he does bring proof texts from Chazal, as we'll see, which is his very well-known and controversial position that one may not make a parnasa from Torah in any way, and must have some non-Torah profession from which one earns a living. This would pose a problem not only for a yeshiva student studying in Kollel, but also for the rabbi of a shul or of a community. We'll elaborate on his opinion and those who dispute it when we get to Halachot Yud and Yud Aleph. Halacha Aleph. B'shlosha ketarim nichtaru Yisrael. Keter Torah v'cheter kuhuna v'cheter malchut. B'nei Yisrael were granted three crowns, that is, three types of elevated status. The crown of Torah, the crown of Kohanim, and the crown of kingship. Keter kuhuna zachabo Aharon, shnemar v'hayita lo ulzaro acharav, brit kuhunat olam. Keter malchut zachabo David, shnemar zaro leolam yeh v'chiso hashemesh negdi. Keter Torah, hare munach v'omed umuchan lakol, shnemar Torah tzivlanu Moshe, morasha kidat Yaakov, kol mi shiirtze yavo v'yitol. The crown of Kohanim was given to Aaron and belongs only to his descendants. No one else can be a Kohen. The crown of kingship was given to David, and only his descendants can be kings. And the Rambam quotes a pasuk to support each of those. The crown of Torah, however, was not given to anyone specific and is available for anyone to take. As the pasuk says in Vezot HaBracha, Torah tzivadanu Moshe, Morasha kilat Yaakov. The Torah is an inheritance to all of Bnei Israel. Anyone who wishes can acquire the Keter Torah. The rest of this perek will be describing what that means to have the crown of Torah. Shema Tomar, Shotan Aktarim, Gdolim mi Keter Torah, Harayu Omer, Bi Melachim Imlochu, Veroznim Yechokuku Tzedek, Bi Sarim Yasoru. Lest you say that the other two crowns of Kohanim and of kingship are greater than the crown of Torah, that's not true. The Pasuk in Mishlei, speaking from the perspective of Torah, says, through me kings will reign, and legislators will establish just laws, and through me princes are able to rule. So you see from this Pasuk that it is through the medium of Torah that others are able to rule. Halamadata sheketer Torah gadol miketer kuna v'cheter malchut. We see from here that the crown of Torah is greater than the crown of other rulers, namely that of Kohanim or that of kings. Halacha bet. Amru chachamim, mamzer talmid chachamim, kodem l'kohen gadol am haaretz. Shnamar yikarahi mipninim. Yikarahi mikohen gadol shnechnas lifnai lifnim. To indicate how valuable the crown of Torah is, Chachamim said that even a mamzer, someone who has no yichus, who was born from a forbidden union and isn't even permitted to marry most Jews, if he's a Talmud Chacham, then he has precedence in certain respects to a Kohen Gadol who does not know much Torah. In what respects are we talking about? Who we are obligated to support? If there are limited resources, who has to be redeemed first from captivity? In both of these, the Mamzer Talmud Chacham takes precedence over the Kohen Gadol Am Haaretz. As the Pasuk says in Mishlei, the Torah is more precious than rubies. But the word rubies, pninim, the Midrash understands to be a reference to the Kohen Gadol, who is nichnas lifnai vilifnim, who goes inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim one day a year. So lifnai vilifnim is a play on pninim, and from here we learn that the Torah, even in the person of a mamzer, is of more value than a Kohen Gadol who lacks Torah. Halacha Gimel. Ein lecha mitzvah bechol ha-mitzvot kulan shishkula keneged Talmud Torah, ela Talmud Torah keneged kol ha-mitzvot kulan, sh'atamud mevi lidei ma'aseh. Levichach ha-tamud kodem le-ma'aseh bechol makom. Talmud Torah has a unique status in that it is equivalent to all other mitzvot together. We actually say this every morning after Birchos HaTorah. After listing a series of mitzvot for which one gets a reward both in this world and the next, we end with the Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. Talmud Torah is considered the equivalent of all those together. The Rambam goes on to say, why is Talmud Torah so great? Because it leads to action, to performing mitzvot. And therefore, learning Torah takes precedence to doing mitzvot. The conclusion sounds strange. If the purpose of learning is to lead to doing mitzvot, why does learning take precedence over doing a mitzvah? Isn't doing the mitzvah the whole purpose of learning? So the Rambam explains what he means in the next halacha, halacha dalet. Hayah lefanav asiyat mitzvah v'talmud Torah, im afshar lemitzvah le'asot adei achirim, lo yafsik talmudo, v'im lav yaseh mitzvah v'yachzor letorato. If he has the option between doing a mitzvah and learning, if the mitzvah can be done by someone else, then he should continue learning. But if not, then he should do the mitzvah and then go back to learning. So indeed, the mitzvah does take precedence if it can't be done otherwise. But if it can be done by someone else, then learning takes precedence because it is greater in that it is essentially an investment. One learns more now and thereby will be able to do more mitzvot at a later point. Halacha hei, tchilat dino shel adam eino nidon ela al ha-talmud. V'achar kach al sh'ar ma'asav. Lefichach amru chachamim, le'olam yasok adam ba'torah afilu shlo lishma, shemitoch shlo lishma ba'lishma. When a person reaches the afterlife, he is judged first on how he studied Torah, and only afterwards on the rest of his actions. Therefore, Chachamim said, a person has to prioritize learning Torah, even if at the beginning he does it what's called shelo lishma, not for the proper reasons, not out of a true interest in understanding God's word, but in order to get schar of some type, in order to be called a Rebbe, in order to gain honor. Even if he learns Torah not lishma, he will eventually realize the value of Torah and come to learn it lishma. Halacha vav, mi shenesa o libo lekayem mitzvah zo karaui la v'leot muchtar b'chitra shel Torah lo yasiach da'ato ledvarim achirim v'lo yasim al libo sheikneh Torah im ha'osher v'akavod ke'achad. One who aspires to fulfill this mitzvah properly and to be crowned with the crown of Torah, he should not allow himself to be distracted by other things, and he should not think that he can acquire Torah together with wealth and honor. Kachi darka shel Torah, pat b'melech tochel, v'al ha'aretz tishan, v'chayei tzar tichye, uv'atorah tiyeh amel. V'lo alecha ha'melachan ligmor, v'lo ata ben chorin libatel, aval im hirbeit ha'Torah, hirbeit ha'sachar, v'asachar lefi ha'tzar. The Rambam here describes the way an aspiring Talmud Chacham should learn Torah, and he puts together three Mishnayot from Pirkei Avot. The first, Perek Vav Mishnah Dalet, describes the manner in which a Talmud Chacham lives. He eats very simply, bread with salt, sleeps on the ground, lives a life of discomfort because he is constantly engaged in learning Torah. He does not have the obligation to finish everything. To complete all of Torah is a monumental task that not everyone can accomplish. But at the same time, he should not consider himself free from trying to do so. And he constantly has to be working on learning Torah. That's the Mishnah in Perek Bet, Mishnah Tetzayin of Pirkei Avot. And at the end of this halacha, the Rambam says that the more you study Torah, the more schar you get. And the schar is according to the effort you put in. In the language of the Mishnah, Perek Hei, Mishnah Kaf Gimel in Pirkei Avot, Lefum Tzara Agra. The reward is proportional to the effort put in. Halacha Zayin, Shema Tomar, Ad she'akabeitz mamon ve'echzor ekra, o she'ekne ma she'ani tzarich ve'apaneh me'asakai ve'echzor ekra. Lest the person say, I'll wait until I earn a lot of money and then I'll learn. Im talem machshava zo al libcha, ein ata zochel dikitra shel Torah le'olam. Ela aseh toratcha keva umlachtecha arai, ve'al tomar lich she'epaneh eshneh, shema lo tipaneh. If this thought enters your heart, that you would make money and only then go to learning, you will not merit the crown of Torah. Rather, you have to make Torah your main activity and your parnasa, your malacha, a secondary activity, and never say, when I have time, then I'll learn, because you might never have time. A person is distracted by other pursuits, especially in making a living, earning money, supporting a family. He could easily get drawn into that, and it could take up all his time, and he will never be able to devote a serious amount of time to learning. The last part, again, is a Mishnah from Pirkei Avot, Perek Bet, Mishnah Dalet. Halacha Chet, Katuba Torah lo vashamayim hi, v'lo me'ever layam hi. This is the pasuk in Nitzavim, that the Torah is not in the sky nor across the sea. Lo v'shamayim hi, lo begasi haruach hi metzuya, v'lo omever layam hi, lo v'mhalchei me'ever layam hi. Lefichach amru chachamim, lo kol hamarves chora machkim, v'tzivu v'amru, hevei ma'at esek v'asok b'torah. The drasha on this pasuk is that lo v'shamayim hi, it is not to be found in those who are high, who are haughty. Lo mever layamhi, it's not to be found in those who travel overseas for business and the like. And therefore, Chazal said that someone who wants to become wise in Torah should not engage excessively in business. Again, this is Pirkei Avot. The first is Perek Bet Mishnah Hey, and now this last line is from Perek Dalet Mishnah Yud. Engage a little bit in business and spend the rest of your time learning Torah. Halachatet, Divrei Torah nimshlu b'mayim, shnamar hoy kol tzamei lechu l'mayim. Divrei Torah are compared to water. As the pasuk in Yeshayahu says, anyone who is thirsty should go drink water. What's the analogy? So aside from the obvious analogy that water is critical for life, and so is Torah, the Rambam gives another one. Lomar lecha maha mayim eimit kansin bimkom midron, ela noz nishalin me'alav umitkabtsin bimkom ashborin. Kach divrei Torah, enanim tzaim begasei ruach, v'lo b'leiv kol gvalev, ela b'daka u'shval ruach, shemitabek ba'afar raglei chachamim, u'meisirat havot v'tanugei hazman milibo, v'ose melacha b'chol yom ma'at kedei chayav, im lo ha'alo ma'yochal, u'shar yomo v'leilo yasok b'torah. The analogy is that just as water doesn't stay in a high place, but flows down and gathers in a low place, so to divrei Torah will not be found in people who are haughty, whose hearts are high, but rather will go down to the people who are especially humble and modest, who sit on the ground at the feet of Talmid Chachamim in order to learn from them, who remove all desires and transient pleasures from their mind and from their hearts, and work only a little bit, as much as they need to survive and to eat, and the rest of their day and night, they study Torah. Halacha Yud. Kol ha-meisim al-libo shi-asok ba-Torah v'lo yaseh melacha v'yiparnes min ha-tzdaka, harei ze chilel et ha-shem, uvizat ha-Torah, v'chiba mo'or ha-dat, v'garam ra'al la'atzmo, v'natal chayav min ha-olam haba, l'fi sha'asur lehanot b'dvrei Torah ba-olam hazeh. After, in the last halacha, the Rambam emphasized that a person should spend as much time as possible on Torah, and only as much time as necessary on work, the Rambam here takes a step back and says, let's not minimize the importance of work. Anyone who thinks that he will just learn Torah and not do any work and make a living from charity, this is a chilul Hashem, it's a desecration of the Torah, it's a way of extinguishing the light of religion, he's causing harm to himself, he's giving up his share in Olam Haba, because it is completely forbidden to benefit from Divrei Torah in this world. The Rambam will elaborate on this a little more, and we'll comment on it when we finish Halacha Yud Aleph. Amru Chachamim, kol ha'nene midivrei Torah, natal chayav min ha'olam, va'od tzivu va'amru, lo ta'asem atarad itgadel bahem, v'lo kardom lachpor bahem, v'od tzivu va'amru, ehov et ha'malacha, usnat rabanut, v'chol Torah she'eni ma'malacha, sofa b'teila, v'sof adam ze shehei melastem et ha'briyot. The Rambam quotes here some Mishnayot from Pirkei Avot to support his contention that anyone who benefits from Torah takes his life away from this world. Chachamim commanded, this was in Perek Dalet Mishnah Hey, that a person is not allowed to make Torah into a crown with which to gain glory, nor into a shovel with which to dig, that is, with which to make a living. They further commanded, this is in Perek Aleph Mishnah Yud Pirkei Avot, love work and detest the rabbinate, that is, earn your money from working and not from the exalted position that you have in Torah. Any Torah that does not have some kind of work with it will eventually become null and void. A person won't be able to continue learning Torah if he doesn't support himself. This person will eventually have no choice but to go out and rob because he has no money, because he hasn't worked. Halach Yud Aleph, ma'ala gdola hi lemishu miparnes mimasei adav umidat chasidim arishonim hi. Uvaze zoche lekol kavod v'tova sheba'olam hazeh ul'olam haba. Shnamar yegei akavecha ki tochel ashrecha v'tov lach. Ashrecha v'olam hazeh v'tov lach v'olam haba shekulo tov. It is a great advantage for anyone who is able to make a living off his own work. This is what the original Hasidim used to do, and it is through this that a person is able to get all the honor and goodness that this world and the next world have to offer. That's what the Rambam gets from this pasuk in Tehillim. When you eat from the fruit of your own hands, then Ashrecha v'tovlach. Ashrecha, it's good for you in this world. V'tovlach, it's good for you in the next world in Olam Haba. The Rambam, in these two halachot, Yud and Aleph, is summarizing his conclusions from his commentary on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avot. The Mishnah quoted in the middle of the halacha about not using the Torah as a metaphorical shovel with which to dig and make a living. Perek Dal Mishnah Hey. He brings many examples there of Tanaim and Omaraim, who the Gemara says made a living through manual labor and not through their Torah. The Kesef Mishnah, in a long commentary in the Salacha, rejects many of the Rambam's proofs. For instance, Hillel HaZaken, who the Gemara says was a woodchopper, the Kesef Mishnah says that was only when he was starting out. Once he became a highly respected scholar and had thousands of students, it's inconceivable that he was still chopping wood. The Kesef Mishnah understands that Mishnah, which forbids using the Torah as a kardom lachporba, to refer to someone who learns only for the purpose of earning money, and who would otherwise not be interested in learning. It does not refer to someone who learns Torah lishma and can devote himself more intensively to learning, teaching, or being a spiritual leader by receiving a salary or a stipend rather than having to work on the side. The Tashbates, Rav Shimon ben Samach Duran from Algeria, who lived before the Kesef Mishnah in the 14th century and wrote many tshuvot, also wrote at length against the opinion of the Rambam. And as a proof, he quoted the well-known Midrash about Yisachar and Zvulun, that Zvulun was a merchant who made money through trade and thereby supported the Torah learning of Yisachar. Over the generations, the arguments against the Rambam's strict conclusion have only grown stronger and more numerous, with most poskim believing that for a Rav to have to rely on some outside work in order to make a living would both hurt his ability to teach and otherwise lead, and also constitute a lack of Kavod HaTorah. 2 points, however, should be added. First, poskim agree that in those rare instances in which a Rav can follow the Rambam's directive in a manner which does not impinge on his functioning as a Rav, for instance, if the Rav has a very successful business which does not require much daily effort on his part, then there is certainly a preference to do so. In addition, and this cannot be emphasized enough, we are only referring here to someone who devotes his life to studying or teaching Torah or serving as a rabbinic leader, not to someone who uses the yeshiva as a refuge from having to go out and work. Someone can learn a few years in Kollel in order to gain a strong understanding of Torah, but if he doesn't wish to pursue a career in Avodat HaKodesh, then he should find a respectable way to make a living outside the yeshiva. Halacha Yud Bet. Ein divrei Torah mitkaimin b'mishem merape atzmo alehen, v'lo be'elu shelomdin mitoch idun u'mitoch achila u'shtia, el b'mishem me'mit atzmo alehen, u'mitza'er gufo tamid, v'lo yitein shnat le'inav l'afapav tinuma. Torah does not thrive in someone who studies it in a weak manner, nor in someone who studies it while indulging himself in eating and drinking and in other refined tastes. Rather, through someone who figuratively kills himself over it, who is constantly in pain, trying to understand Torah better, who doesn't let himself sleep until he understands what he is learning. Amru chachamim derech remez, zot ha-Torah adam ki amut be'ohel. Ein ha-Torah mitkayemet el b'mishim memit atzmo ba'ahole ha-chochma. V'kach amar shlomo b'chochmato, hitrapita b'yom tzara, tzar kochecha. V'od amar, af chochmati amdali, chochma shalamadati ba'af amdali. The Rambam brings a few drashot to support this last idea. First of all, in the beginning of Parshat Chukat, when it says, Zot HaTorah Adam Kiemut Ba'ohel, the pasuk is literally referring to the procedure for Tahara from contact with a dead body. However, it refers to that as Torah, and starts off by saying, when someone dies in a tent. So the drasha is that Zot HaTorah, how do you learn Torah? By killing yourself on it, by dying, as it were, in the tent of Torah. Similarly, the Rambam quotes psukim from Mishlei and Kohelet, in which Shlomo expresses the same idea that one who is wishy-washy and weak in learning Torah, that Torah does not last for a long time, but leaves him relatively quickly. Amru chachamim brit kruta shekol hayage b'torato b'veit ha-kneset lo b'mehira hu mishakeach. V'chol hayageh b'talmudo b'tzina machkim, shnamar b'tznuim chokhma, v'chol hamashmiya kolo b'sh'at talmudo, talmudo mitkayem b'yado, aval hakorei b'lachash, b'mira hu shokhiach. Chachamim said that a covenant was made with the Torah, that anyone who learns in a shul or in a Beit Midrash will not forget his Torah quickly, and even someone who does the opposite, who works hard at learning Torah when he's learning in private, he will also gain wisdom. So Torah can be learnt either in a public place where other people are learning, or in the privacy of one's own home. However, it's important, the Rambam says, to learn in a loud voice, to speak while learning, and not just think it. Someone who only thinks while learning or whispers it will forget it quickly, but someone who learns in a loud voice will remember his Torah longer, and anyone who has been inside a Beit Midrash recognizes the loud noise that emanates from it, both from Chavrutot and even from those who learn by themselves in a loud voice. Halacha Yud Gimel. Af al pi shemitzvah l'mor b'yom v'layla, ein adam lamed rov chochmato ela b'layla. Lefichach mi sheratzal lizkot b'keter ha-Torah, yizaher b'chol lelotav, v'lo ya'abed afilo achat mehen b'sheina v'achila u'shtia v'sicha v'chayotze behen, ela b'talmud Torah v'divrei chochma. Even though it's a mitzvah to learn Torah both at day and at night, a person learns most of his wisdom at night. The Gemara says, lo ivra sahara ela legirsa. Night was only created in order to be able to learn. At night, when one doesn't need to work, and when there aren't as many distractions, it is easier to focus and to devote one's concentration to learning intensively. Therefore, the Rambam says, anyone who wants to acquire the crown of Torah must be careful all of his nights, not to lose a single one of them to excessive sleeping or eating or drinking or talking, just to learn Torah whenever possible at night. Amru Chachamim, Ein Gorna Shel Torah Ela Laila, Shnamar Kumi Roni Valaila, V'chol Haosek Ba Torah Balaila, Chut Shel Chesed Im Shachalav Bayom, Shnamar Yomam Yitzaveh Hashem Chasto Valaila, Shiro Imi, Tfila Lekel Chayai, V'chol Bayit She'ein Divrei Torah Nishmaim Bo Balaila, Eish Ochalto. Continuing in singing the praises of one who studies Torah at night, the Chachamim said that the goren, the threshing floor, where one collects the fruit of his labors, so the goren of Torah is only at night. And anyone who learns Torah at night has a certain grace that is evident upon him even during the following day. And the Rambam brings psukim from Eicha and Tehillim to support these ideas. And any home in which there's no Torah being learned at night is destined to be consumed by fire. The Rambam goes on, Ki devar Hashem baza, ze shelo hishgiach al divrei Torah kol ikar. V'chein kol she'efshar lo lasok ba'Torah ve'ino osek, o shekara v'shana ufarash lahavlei olam v'hiniach tamudo uznacho, harei ze bichlal bo ze devar Hashem. Amru chachamim, kol mevatel et ha-Torah me'osher, sofo levatelah me'oni. V'chol mechaim et ha-Torah me'oni, sofo lekaimah me'osher. Quoting a pasuk in Parshat Shlach, in reference to someone who worships Avodah Zarah, the pasuk says, Ki devar Hashem baza, this person detests the word of God. And the drasha is, this is referring to someone who does not have proper respect for the words of Torah. Anyone who can learn Torah and doesn't do so, or who learns Torah but then leaves it and starts being involved in the transient pleasures of the world and abandons Torah, this person too is considered a mivazed var Hashem, one who detests the word of God. And here the Rambam quotes the Mishnah in Pirkei Avot, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Tet, that anyone who abandons the Torah when he is rich will eventually abandon the Torah in poverty. And conversely, anyone who fulfills the Torah when he is poor will be zoche to fulfill it when he is rich. V'inyan zim mefurashu b'Torah, harei hu omer, tachad asher lo avadata at Hashem Elokecha b'simcha v'tuv leivav, meirov kol, v'avadata at oivecha, asher yishalachenu Hashem bach, b'ra'av uv'tzama uv'irom uv'choser kol, v'natan ol barzel v'chulei, v'omer leman anotcha leman asotecha, leitivcha b'achritecha. And this matter doesn't just appear in the Mishnah, but the Rambam says it's explicit in the Torah. In the Tochacha, in Parshat Kitavo, Hashem says that we get punished because since we did not worship God through Simcha when we had everything, when we were rich, therefore we will have to worship our enemies when we are hungry and thirsty and without clothes and lacking everything. And in the other direction, the Torah describes the experience in the Midbar that Hashem afflicted us so that if we kept his mitzvot while we were afflicted in the desert, we would be zoche to one day keep the Torah in a state of great prosperity after we complete our travel through the Midbar. Thank you for joining me in learning today's parak of the Mishnah Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next perek.